Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts here on this. What is today? Today is Wednesday. Back from Chicago, Big Ten Media Day. Had a great time up there. Saw a lot of folks that are in my particular profession in the world of sports, whether it's radio, TV, or newspaper. A lot of national broadcasters, of course, all the coaches, and everybody else associated with the Big Ten Conference. So certainly it was a very enjoyable day up there. Had a lot of talk with Illini players, of course. Nick Allegretti was up there. You had Jamal Milan and Mike Dudek, and, of course, Coach Lovie Smith. You can see all the coverage in the News Gazette as we had it covered there and on the radio, podcast. Scott did his show up there last night. So we drove back last night, got in late, and we're at it again today. Busy show for you today. We're going to try to get it all in here in a couple of hours. And we've got in the first hour, Julie Paletti has been the administrative secretary for men's basketball for the last dozen years. Also worked at the university in athletics and also for the police department at one point. And she is retiring at the end of the month. And so we're going to have her stop in and reminisce a little bit about her career and what it's like to work in a men's basketball office every day. A lot of things go on there, and you got to kind of be the glue to make everything hold together and run smoothly. Coaches are on the move constantly, and there's a lot that goes into it, so we'll talk to her about that. Second hour, we'll start with open line time, and then we will have the cast of Annie from CUTC towards the end of the show today. So a busy show. We're going to get to it after this opening timeout, 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and email us talk at WDWS.com. Julie Paletti is next here on DWS. All right, we're back. Penny for Your Thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. As we get it started here today, our guest today is Julie Paletti from the men's basketball office.
Good morning, Julie? I'm doing okay.
Yeah, you have this look of nervous. Don't be nervous. This is easy.
Whatever you say. Yeah.
You are retiring. How many years at the university?
34 years at the university. Let's
pull that mic a little closer.
Okay.
There you go. And how many years in the men's basketball office?
11 years.
11 years.
Yes.
So that dates back to when? 18 minus 11?
2007.
Seven. Okay. You've worked for three different coaches along the way.
Yep.
And
Bruce
enjoyed.
Weber,
yep.
Bruce Weber, John Gross, and Brett Underwood.
Yeah. And you've enjoyed working with them all, I'm sure. And everybody's different, right? Everybody's personalities and so forth.
Everybody is different and definitely different personalities.
But a lot of fun to work with.
It has been great.
It has been great, yeah. Well, you've been there many, many years. And by the way, speaking of coaches, Brad Underwood is on the line. You need to put your headset on, Julie. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Julie, how are you?
What kind of trick is this?
So she's done a great job for you, right? And now she's up and leaving.
Julie's the best.
Yeah,
that's the that's one of the things that is so challenging is when you take over. Julie's the one that has to put it all together, and when there's coaching changes and I can't emphasize strongly enough how important she's been in terms of our first year, and it's not just me. Now there's a lot of new people that come in, assistant coaches, and director of operations, and video guys, it's really her show. So she in that office, she's been the one that's helped guide us and show us how things are done, and so her value's been off the chart. And let alone she's fun, and she's always got a smile on her face. She's always got a joke, and I've grown to love Julie, and sure gonna miss her.
Yeah, and that's the one thing when you come into a new position like that, as you said, you need somebody there that kind of knows the ropes so you can go do what you need to do, right, every day.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it's it can be the littlest things, and in the basketball position at Illinois is a powerful position, and Julie's been in that spot for a long time. She knows everything from her involvement with Coaches versus Cancer to the rebounders to game day tickets to you name it. She's been able to navigate us through all of those things and help us, and let alone, you know, now we're all on the road in the month of July recruiting and helping us with travel and so on and so forth. So she's got a full plate every single day, and like I said, it goes beyond just my schedule and my responsibilities. It's the whole staff, and having someone with intimate knowledge of the university as she does, and more importantly, the people, our fans. She's phenomenal with all those people, and I can't say how important that is.
Yeah. Well, do we need to bring you any tissues, Julie? Are you all ready?
Perhaps.
So, Julie, in your connection, too, not only to the coaches, but their wives, too, right, and the families, because you're kind of a link between those, right, on a daily basis?
Absolutely. A lot of these wives, I got to throw this out there, they seem to be much healthier than me. They come in and work out on a regular basis. So, but yes.
Yeah.
It's been fun getting to know all of the families with this new staff.
Yeah, and as far as when you're on the recruiting trail, Coach, I mean, she's the one that kind of – she helps set up all the different times you're going out and so forth, right?
Yeah, she hands me a packet every day. And really in terms of – every time I leave, I get this folder. It's really a minute-to-minute, not just day-to-day, but minute-to-minute itinerary of – every place I'm going and addresses and confirmation numbers and she sets all that up. And, she has to work with the staff to do that. And the one thing that happens in recruiting is it never goes perfect. And so, you know, Julie gets a call at 8:00 at night and all of a sudden we've got to change plans or there's a flight cancellation or whatever it is. And she's there to not just in office hours, but in all the other hours when we're needed and when she's needed. And she might be by the pool on a Saturday and she jumps right on it. And so it's something that it's really important. And I think that the one thing that you always get when you walk in our door is you always get a really happy person and a smile and a great hello and a great entrance. And to me, that's very, very important.
All right. Hey, Coach, thanks for calling in today and wishing her well, and we're certainly going to miss her.
Julie, what's up? Anything I need to know before we go off air? We all good?
I'm just taking the rest of the day off. Don't worry.
That's the other thing, Brian, you get with Julie when I'm not there, you know, it's one of those, you know, I might not always know where she's at, but no, I'm kidding. Julie's the best. We're going to miss her and love her to death. She's always a part of the family. And let me know, Julie, if anything comes up today. Thanks.
All right.
There you go. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. All right. Julie Paletti is our guest, 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us, talk@wdws.com. Another caller on the line is John Gross.
Jules, what's happening?
Hey. Oh, my gosh. Good morning.
How you doing, Coach?
How are you today? I'm doing great. Today's been a great day, Brian, because the last couple of days we've had Nana Egwu in town, and I think we all feel a certain way about him. Ironically, a lot of the character traits that he has as a person and teammate are the same ones that Jules has. So we're talking about two first-class people here today and getting the chance to talk with Julie and you, and then it's great to hear your voice, Brian, and then obviously to spend the last couple days with Nana has been a true pleasure.
Yeah. Well, tell me about Julie a little bit. You worked with her for 5 years, day to day. How did she help you out?
Well, I can go on and on about, you know, I listened to Brad there, obviously, and everything he said is 100% true about the different things that she does. Her responsibilities and were endless. But I think the thing that stood out to me is how she did her job with such care. She cares more than most people. Certainly, I've been around it for 25 years, and I've had to deal with a lot of really good office administrators. But when it comes to caring about her work, when it comes to caring about the players, when it comes to caring about the staff, she cares so much about all those things, and especially people in general, that, you know, I think the thing I probably miss the most and appreciate her about her the most is her heart. You know, she just... her love and care for what she does and for people is really, really special. And, you know, we certainly miss her and appreciate everything she did, not only for the program when I was there at Illinois, but just the way she handled herself and what she means to me and my family. And, you know, I really, it's hard to put it in words. It's, yeah. You know, it's one of those things that you either have that it factor or you feel that from a heartfelt perspective about a person and your interaction with them. They either have that or they don't, and Julie has it.
Well, John, I know you appreciate everything she does. I know the players, too, you know, got to know her, that she was kind of their mom, right, away from home?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Nana and I were talking about it this morning as I was driving in to work with them and knowing that I was making the call today. And, you know, I mentioned the similarities, you know, great teammate, great collaborator, how much she cared and loved for people other than herself. She put others first. Obviously, in a world we live in, that's rare to find someone that does that on a consistent basis. So I know Nana certainly felt that way as we were talking about it this morning. And it wasn't just the players. It was the managers. You know, it was any person that walked through that door. She had a gift to make them feel special. And she had a gift of making sure that, you know, their needs came first. And I just, you know, I just, again, I think that's so unique with people in general. But it's, you know, really, I think her greatest characteristic, and she certainly has many.
And, Julie, you get not only to work with these men in this office, but you get to be friends, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the bonus.
Yeah. And Allison, how's Allison doing?
She's good. She's running around. Jules, you can appreciate this. She's got Kate at ballet camp today. She has Camden, and I think he's at art camp today. Connor's at our basketball camp today. And I'm getting ready to hit the road recruiting as we speak. I'm driving to the airport. So Julie knows what that's like. And to be honest with you, without, you know, her help, and I'm sure, you know, Brad, Bruce, everybody that's worked with her feel the same way, like, she makes all that happen, not only from a logistical perspective, but, you know, also really helps care for our family. So it's, you know, it's really, we can't, you know, talk about you certainly enough, Julie, and how much we appreciate you.
Hey, Coach, great to hear from you again, and good luck this season. Good luck on the recruiting trail, and hi to Allison and your family. You've got a great family, and we certainly hope to run into you again at some point.
Well, appreciate it, Brian, and give my best to Leanne. And Jules, we'll see you here shortly.
Yes, we will. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Take care.
Yep, very good. Thank you. Yep. It's John Gross, former Illini coach, one of your bosses.
How about that? That was a surprise.
Well, it's I know in that basketball office, these guys are under a lot of pressure every day, right? I mean, it's the pressure's to win. And you kind of see that firsthand, right?
Absolutely. There's pressure to win from all angles. There's pressure to get the right kids in. There's pressure for academics. It's every angle you can imagine.
Now, before the basketball office, you worked in athletic administration.
I did.
Right? You worked with Marty Kaufman, Warren Hood.
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
What was that like?
It was.
Were they good to work for?
They were amazing to work for. It wasn't an easy decision to leave them to go to basketball, but it was an opportunity that I just felt was right at the time.
When you became the basketball, is administrative secretary, is that what?
You can call me whatever you want. It doesn't offend me.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Did you, Cindy Butkovich held the job for many years. Did you talk to her at all?
I spent about 6 weeks with Cindy before she left me on my own. So.
And Dorothy Damewood before that, of course, with Coach Henson.
Absolutely. So.
What was the best advice that they give you, you know, that you kind of picked up on that helped you?
Oh, goodness. I can't even think. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's been a long time, Brian.
Long time ago, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, Pat's in here. Is he going to say anything, or is he just a show observer? He's shaking.
I really think you should ask him some questions.
Okay. Well, he's got the mic on the other side of the room, so he's playing it safe. All right. We've heard from Brad Underwood. We've heard from John Gross. And we'll be back more with Julie Paletti, retiring after all these years in the men's basketball office. And we'll continue with more. Talk about her career a little bit after this. All right, we're back. Penny for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS, visiting here with Julie Paletti. She's been over in the men's basketball office, retiring at the end of the month. A couple of things here of note. Swanson Roofing is one of our sponsors, the Roofing Dog. If you need some roof work done, Corey Swanson is a hands-on owner, meaning he works on almost every job with the crew. They've been previously selected as Small Business of the Year by the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. And the Roofing Dog, truly a family-owned business, 100% owned and operated by Corey and his wife, Melissa. He's a graduate of Rantoul High School in the University of Illinois. The Roofing Dog crew, comprised of roofing professionals certified in roof installation. All of the company employees receive full benefits and 401ks. The story there is that they're incentivized to do a great job for Corey and Melissa and for you, their customers. So they guarantee the workmanship for the lifetime of the roof, and the materials they use are guaranteed for 50 years. Swanson Roofing, the Roofing Dog, providing services in Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean counties. You can go to theroofingdog.com, 355-ROOF, or 355-7663. In the last several years, you've worked with a lot of players over the years.
Yes, I have.
Nana Egwu was mentioned.
Nana had a quote his senior year that he was going to give it all on the court. And as I've been going through things, we had that printed at the time, and I found that, and that's one of the things that I have definitely saved. That applies whether it's on the court, in the office, whatever, and it was just a great quote.
I know this can happen too, and you dealt with the players on a daily basis. I mean,
yes.
You got to know them and their families and their parents and so forth, and I saw them more on the court and through interviews and so forth, but the names can kind of sometimes run together. But I mean, I'm thinking of Mike Tisdale and Mike Davis and Trent Meacham, and you just go down the list of all those guys that came through your office.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something I'm going to take with me, is a list of everybody that came through the office.
And if you're like me, they come in as kind of wide-eyed freshmen, little boys basically. Yep. And by the time they graduate, is that fun to watch them do that?
It's fun to think about how they come in, and now I'm through social media, it's easy to keep up with a lot of them. And you think of them as 18-year-olds, and there's one in particular that just had his third child, and to see the changes is just amazing.
All right, let's see here. I believe we have Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
I just want to wish Julie good luck on her retirement and let her know how much we love her and how proud we are of her, and this happens to be her mother.
Thank you, Mom.
Well, you should be proud.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Well, she's worked very hard all these years and been involved in a lot of great things, too, over the years. So,
I just wanted to say good luck to her and Pat on Julie's retirement.
We're going to need it. It's going to be a lot of togetherness.
All right. Hey, Sarah, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Have a good day.
Here we go. All right. Next caller up here before the news. Allison. Is this Allison Gross?
It is.
Hey, Allison. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks. I just got out of a kid's haircut. I'm on my way back to ballerina camp, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to see if I can still get in. I listened to John, and I said, I'm not going to let him be the only one to talk to Julie.
How are you today, Allie?
Hi, congrats, Julie.
Thank you.
Well, tell us, Allison, about being a coach's wife and what she meant to you through working with your husband.
Geez, I don't think I would have ever known where John was without Julie. She kept me up to date always. I'm like, where is John? Is he in Vegas? Is he in Milwaukee? You know, and I always would have her put, I wouldn't have had as many date nights, that's for sure, without Jules, or birthday gifts, anniversary gifts. Jules kept it together for us.
Some of that didn't change after you left.
Yeah, even after, that's true. Yeah, she's still part of the family, but we sure do miss having her around every day. But just so happy for her, and I hope she gets to do what she deserves, just relax and play golf and sit golf.
Oh, no, Allison, you know the golf deal. There's not going to be any of that.
No golf for Julie, but...
No.
Well, I hope you and your family are doing well, Allison. Loved watching your kids, and hope they just looks like on Facebook they're doing pretty well. So
they're keeping me busy, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Allison.
We miss everybody there. Yeah, thanks for having me. Just for a minute, I just wanted to say congrats to Jules and take this opportunity, and to Pat. Tell Pat same. We miss him too. We'll see you guys soon.
All right. Hey, thank you, Allison.
Thanks, Allie.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, let's take a quick break for the news. News headlines. Michael, we got more callers waiting, and we'll get to them after this, the news with Michael. We're on Penny for Your Thoughts, visiting here with Julie Poletti, long time in the men's basketball office, long time over at the University of Illinois in athletic administration, also with the U of I Police Department. Is that right?
That is correct.
So who did you work for there? I mean, who was your immediate?
Captain Rick Kallmeyer is who I worked for, along with Jeff Christensen, who then became the chief and just retired recently.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do for them? Similar type duties?
Similar type duties, just office, whatever was needed to make mm-hmm. their lives easier.
Now, when you worked with, when I got to know you, was when you were with Marty and Warren Hood and that office.
Right.
Was he an intern in that office? Whitman? Do you
he
remember
was.
That?
Did you, I do.
Did you predict great things for him?
As a matter of fact, we did. Yes, we were thrilled when we found out he was coming back to the U of I.
Mm-hmm. So, what stood out about him when you saw him when he's just a young man there, interning, and
you could just tell he had it all together. He was very professional. He was very passionate.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that comes through now. All right, let's go back to the phones. Is this Rod Cardinal?
It is, Brian. Rod. And hi, Julie. How you doing?
Good morning, Rod.
Julie, I know that you're basking in the glow of all this fantastic recognition. I just know you're really enjoying this.
Oh, yeah. You know me, Rod. And no tears, of course.
Well, tell me about working with Julie all these years, Rod.
Well, it's been my privilege, Brian. She has really, really set a high bar for the culture in our office, the meeting and greeting of particularly parents of our players, both recruits and existing players. She just does a terrific job. And, you know, one of the things that when Coach Weber was here and Cindy Butkovich, our other secretary, was going to retire, Coach, wanted to have me kind of search a little bit for a replacement for Cindy. And I had known Julie for quite a while, working over there in Warren's office and Marty's office, just as you indicated. And I was always impressed by her ability to juggle so many different tasks, and especially under pressure, game day situations, which she had a lot of responsibilities with football. And I was hoping to have that carry over into the basketball office for our program. And like I said, she's exceeded expectations and done really, really a nice job.
And you and Julie, Rod, as Rod Cardinal joins us this morning, you had to work together on a lot of projects, right, outside the basketball office or bringing in alums or whatever, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And she's, one of the primary contacts for all of our guys to stay in touch with, not only our players but our managers. If Julie is always friends with the players, but I'm telling you, if she could adopt every one of our managers, I think she would. She just does such a terrific job with those kids. It's just really fun to see that relationship grow from their freshman year on to they graduate.
So Julie got a memorable project working with Rod. I mean, what was it like to work with him every day?
Oh, you know, I mean, he's a tough guy to get along with. He oh, let's see, Rod, how many projects have we worked on?
Well, every computer project I have ever had, it's always, Julie, you know, I had a phone call the other day from Dustin Ford. And, you know, we don't have an intercom system. We don't even know if we telephone sometimes work in our office. But Dustin said, Rod, just for old time's sakes, shout out Julie down the hallway and see if she still comes down to help you type thing, which I did, and she did. So, you know. It's there have been so many projects and so many alumni related things, Brian, that she's just an integral part of the whole program. And you know, whether you know, the change is always difficult when we move on from one coaching group to another. That's, you're invested in that group, in the current group. You're uncertain about the new group. But Julie's been the calm, cool, collected person, and she won't admit that, but she is. To make the transition easy and make things go a lot smoother.
Well, and as you know, in an office at this level in the Big Ten, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on these coaches and their staffs. I mean, they're working late hours. I mean, it's not easy.
No, and you know, her cell phone and laptop are never off duty. And just as I'm sure as others have talked about, you know, she's at home and someone calls from Houston and says, you know, I need a plane to be in Orlando. What can you do for me? And she says, I'll get on it and I'll get back to you in a little bit. And she's got her contacts. Her Rolodex deal is huge. And it travels with her. And she's just amazing. No matter where the guys are in the country, she's a facilitator and a mover and a shaker. She gets it done.
Yeah. Hey, Rod, I appreciate the comments today. I know you guys were a great tandem through all the different, you know, as you say, coaches have moved through over the years, and they're all unique and their staffs, and you guys have been two consistent parts of that office. So thank you very much.
Yeah, Brian, it's been my pleasure, and I told Julie the other day that, you know, I couldn't take a picture on my last day with her because I don't look good with tears in my eyes. And, you know, I know the feeling's mutual. Congrats, Julie. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Rod.
Yep. Bye-bye.
She'll be by. You're going back to work after this, right?
Yeah, I go put new makeup on.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Deanna's on the line. Hi, Deanna.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Julie.
Deanna.
Hey, on behalf of the manager's moms, I know I can speak for every one of them. She has been nothing but a blessing. A second mom, I could go on and on, but I'm going to get teary-eyed. But anyway, also on behalf of the rebounders, she was a phone call away. I mean, you'd say, Julie, we need this. Within days, you'd get your answer, or hours. But as far as a manager's mom, it's like you're relieved every day because, you know, they're taken care of. I mean, she probably knew more about Blake at times than I did, because one time she said, yeah, Blake's not been feeling good. Oh, really? Yeah. But you don't worry because you know Julie's around and she takes care of all those guys. They're a bunch of great group of boys and young men. She takes care of them all.
Well, Deanna, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, the managers are a really big part of the program, too. There's so many of those. So, well, thank you.
They all appreciate her, and so do their mothers, I know.
Well, very good. Thank you.
And the founders do, too, Julie. We'll miss you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Love you. See you.
Thank you, Deanna. All right, on behalf of the managers. Now, Sean Harrington's a big broadcaster now for ESPN, but he was on Bruce Weber's staff. Hey, Sean, how are you?
How are you guys?
Good.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah.
Good morning, Julie. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Well, congratulations. We're all excited for you and finally getting to call the retirement. I know you'll still be around because you, your heart and soul is at that school, and we appreciate everything that you've done for not only the basketball program, but for the whole university. Having the privilege to be able to work with you in the office day in and day out, I know how much time you put in, and we appreciate all the different aspects of the program that you touched. And I think everybody turns on the TV and sees everybody out on the court, and they think that's college basketball, and there's so much more that goes behind it. And you had your hand in camps, you had your hand in rebounders, you had your hand in travel arrangements. You had your hand in just about everything. And I think the most you did was you were a mom to all those players. And I think that's the side that people don't see, is these players aren't around at the holidays. They're not at their homes. They're not at home for a birthday. They're not at home, you know, for maybe a special occasion that their family would normally celebrate. And you were there to make all those kids feel special. And whether it was cookies in the office for coaches' birthdays or players or around the holidays. And I know I had to take a different job just to lose my post-grad 15. Everybody puts on a freshman 15. Well, I put on the Julie post-grad 15. There was always something delicious in the office to celebrate some occasion to make somebody feel special. And you did a great job of making everybody from giving a hug to a player who just had a tough class or a tough test to making a birthday or a holiday feel special around the office. So we all appreciate everything that you did. And we got to get the recipes for all those desserts that you did. I think you even had the cookbook going around there for a while as well. And so you've touched the community in a lot of different ways, and we really appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sean Harrington, thanks for checking in with us. Sean was easy to work with, right?
Sean was a blessing. Yes. Yeah. Yes, he was.
He's a good guy.
Yes,
we
he
like
is.
Him. All right. Hey, Sean, thank you.
Julia, enjoy your retirement, and I know you're going to do a lot of traveling, watch a lot of Illinois athletics, and slip in an occasional glass of wine there to enjoy.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Enjoy. Yep.
Appreciate it. Keep up the great work on TV. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Julie Poletti retiring from the University of Illinois men's basketball office. She's been at the university for 30-plus years in various capacities, but going into retirement. We'll come back with more in a moment. Welcome back. Penny for Your Thoughts continues here as we look back at the career here of Julie Poletti, of course, men's basketball office, about a dozen years. Chester Frazier texted me. He said, Julie, you are a mom away from home, an assistant at Kansas State. We appreciate the love when we walked into the office before a tough practice or the birthday cake for our birthdays, the dinner nights at your house, the lifelong relationship with me and my family. We love you and appreciate you, Chester.
Wow.
Chester Frazier texted me there, so that's good. Speaking of Kansas State, Bruce Weber is on the line. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Brian. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's good. It you know, I'm glad I got a chance to call in. We're supposed to be on the road recruiting. I was supposed to be on a flight, but it got canceled this morning. We're scrambling around trying to get out to Vegas for our last recruiting thing, but glad I got the call and wish, you know, all the best to Julie and her family and just thank her for all the time and effort. And, you know, I think that was great. Chester said it all, you know, to have, you're no better than the people around you. And every day, you know, whether I was calling her trying to figure out where I was supposed to go, or she was trying to tell me where to go. So she always took care of us and always did it with a smile and enjoyed it. And that was so important to all of us.
Yeah. Well, people like Julie, I think, are pretty indispensable in your business, right? Your line of work?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And it's like I said, you're no better than the people around you and people that care, that are loyal, that, you know, and she knows the little things that need to be taken care of, especially after you're there for a while. You get to know each other pretty well because you see each other so much. And she was great to our coaches. She was great to the players. And just had a great, warm personality that was important for all of us and providing a good image for our program.
And, Julie, you were telling me, what an Easter egg hunt for who? Who did you do that for?
We had an Easter, well, one Easter when most of the players could be with their families. Ibby from...
Who was...
He was from Africa. Mm-hmm. He didn't have any place to go, and we couldn't just leave him alone. So he joined my family for Easter, and we had an Easter egg hunt, and we colored Easter eggs. And he looked at us like we had three heads, but he had the biggest grin on his face. He had such a good time.
Yeah. Well, and any memorable stories with Julie and Megan and your family, Coach? I mean,
just she was always there to help, and we really appreciated that. And, you know, when – all your success. She was part of some of the, you know, Big Ten championships, the Final Four run. I guess a little funny story when we had Michael Jordan's son going to come and play for us. The first time Michael was coming to the office, we told everybody not to let anybody know. No one was supposed to be there. And I guess we didn't tell Julie because Julie brought her family to meet Michael. So here we had like it all blocked off, and you know, we didn't want anyone to know Michael was coming to the office. And then all of a sudden, oh, Julie walks in with her kids. But it was funny, and you know, it was good, and Michael was good about it, and I believe you got some pictures from that day. So
we have some treasured pictures from that.
Exclusive pictures, it turns out, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's great to hear from you, Coach, and I know that we were talking to Rod earlier, Rod Cardinal, about when he went looking for someone to work. Julie had been in athletics with Warren Hood and Marty Kaufman and those folks, and looking for somebody that could juggle a lot of things at once. That's a requirement in that job.
Yeah, we didn't, you know, she replaced Cindy, and Cindy did a great job for all those years, but Julie held her own. There's no doubt about it, and there is a lot to juggle, you know, on a daily basis, and a lot of worries, you know, our travel and just, you know, everything going on and the players and just making sure everything gets taken care of business, and she always did that.
Yeah, she brought a lot of food in too, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She was always great. The birthdays or holidays or whatever it is. So, you know, she made the office a very friendly environment, which is important. It should be a family type situation, and she was definitely part of that for my 9 years there. Mm-hmm.
Coach, great to hear from you. Congratulations on the great year last year, and keep up the good work out there.
All right, thank you very much.
All right.
Enjoy retirement, Cindy, and keep eating Custard Cup. That's a good thing.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right. All right, thanks. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bruce Weber. There, former Illini coach. Custard Cup, you know he's like a part owner of that.
I try to do my part to support that.
Okay. Blanche. Hi, Blanche. Good morning.
Hi, Brian, and hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
And wish you the best in life. Thank you from Charlie and I as fans for your kindness and always acknowledging us when we were at games or rebounders luncheons. And a special treat to have gotten to know your parents at our church. They are super people just like you. We will miss you, and much love to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Blanche.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Okay.
Let's go back to the phones. Jeff is on the line for Julie Poletti. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Julie. It's Jeff Purcell.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Pretty good. Congratulations on your retirement. I don't get to see you very much on campus anymore, so I thought maybe I'd call in if I don't get the chance to get by your office in the next few days.
Okay.
So, can't thank you enough for what you and Pat have done for me through the years, you know, with the youth football program down there at Unity. So it's greatly appreciated. I just wanted to call and say hey and congratulations to you and Pat.
I was going to ask you, Jeff, what your connection was. So it's the youth football.
Youth football, yep.
Yeah.
I've known Julie for years working on campus. So, yep.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Great to hear from you.
Sure. You too. We'll talk to you later, Julie.
All right.
Thank you.
9:54, Penny, for your thoughts. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with some more with Julie Poletti up to the top of the hour. The cast of Annie at the bottom, actually about 10:40. And we'll take your open line calls between 10 and 10:40, but back in a moment. All right, Penny, for your thoughts here. We've had a fun hour. We've heard from Brad Underwood, John Gross, Bruce Weber, who else? Sean Harrington, Rod Cardinal, Deanna. We've heard from a bunch of people that have known you over the years in different capacity. So what happens now for you? Are you going to just... You're not going to play golf, you said.
So Pat won't let me play golf because somebody will get hurt, probably him.
Yeah.
What
do you like to do when you've had the little free time that you've had?
I don't know. it has involved basketball, and I'm not really sure. It's got me a little concerned.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a little bit of traveling.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your family a little bit. You've got some different family.
We have a bunch of kids. Between Pat and I, we have 5 children. We have 2 of them that live here in the area, 1 near Detroit, 1 in sort of between Jacksonville, Florida, and Nashville, Tennessee, in the process of moving, and another in Trenton, New Jersey, in the process of moving from Oklahoma City. So we can travel and see them and keep us busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that will keep you busy, and... You're going to miss certain things? I guess the people, right? Is that what you miss the most?
I will definitely miss the people. I have been very fortunate to get to know a lot of the players, the families. The managers have been amazing. Different staffs. But in addition to that, just different people that I have met just by working there. I've been very blessed.
Yeah. Well, it really is a family. And we see as fans, we see the results on the court. You read about it in the paper, or hear it on the radio or the television. But I think what's neat about your job is you know the other side of the story. Paul Harvey, the rest of the story about, you know, and these kids, maybe their girlfriend, they broke up with their girlfriend, or there's all kinds of things like that, right, that people don't even realize.
The one thing I would like to say to everyone is their kids.
Yeah. Just keep that in mind.
Yes. Absolutely.
Hey, Julie, it's been a fun hour.
Yes,
Thanks, it has, with a lot of surprises. Yeah? That surprised you a little bit.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, it's been a pleasure to work with you. Thank you for all you've done for me.
Thank you.
Over the years. And
you've made it easy, Brian.
Well, I do my best to make it easy for you. So, but thank you for coming on with us, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to Pat over there.
He needs
it. Take care of him, yeah. Thanks to all of our callers today. We'll have some open line time after the news at 10, then the cast of Annie to close out the show on WDWS Champaign-Urbana. Penny for your thoughts. Hour number one, quickly gone by. We appreciate all the current and former Illini coaches who worked with Julie Pelletti for checking in with us this morning. Very gracious of them to do that. I can tell you all three of them were doing the same thing. They were on recruiting trips. So that tells you what kind of year, what time of year it is. So we appreciate them and all the other folks who called in. Great to hear from all of you on that. So some open line time here up until about 10:40. So for the next half hour, we'll have some open line time. And then the cast of Annie is going to roll in here, and the CUTC will tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. Let's see. Tomorrow, some open line time in the first hour, 9 a.m. an open line. And then late in the show tomorrow, so we'll have open line 9 a.m., open line 10 to about 10:40 tomorrow. And then a DSC event. Todd Lindsay and Dale Morrissey are going to tell us about that. We'll have a Flashback Friday on Friday in the 10 o'clock hour. Monday, Justice Robert Steigman will join us on the fifth Monday of the month coming up here in the month of July. 356-9397 is how you can join us now. Lots of national news to talk about. We'll get into some of that, local and state news as well. Had a good time in Chicago yesterday. Enjoyed visiting with all the folks up there, including Matt Millen. We had Dana Howard, who was signing autographs at the event for a while yesterday, just before the kickoff luncheon. We had Gene Honda on with us. We had several other folks that stopped by as well during the 2 hours. So hope you enjoyed that. Whet your appetite a little bit for some football coming up in early September with the home opener against Kent State. There was a lot of talk yesterday about a variety of topics, including the Comcast and the BTN store. May get to that today. May have more on that tomorrow. Had a call about that yesterday. And talked to a gentleman up there in Chicago, Ed Sherman, who used to work here, of course, I think for the Daily Illini at one point, but has been a media columnist in Chicago, and he had a lot of discussion about that based on what Mark Silverman said yesterday at the podium in Chicago. You may have heard about that on some of the newscasts. So, anyway, open line time, 356-9397. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and email us, talk@wdws.com. To the phones we go. Alan is with us. Hi, Alan. Good morning.
Well, Brian, I listened to your interview with Lovey Smith, and I listened to him on the TV interviews last night. He sounds much more confident and upbeat that something progressive is really going to happen this year. He hadn't sounded like that before.
He sounds, yes, I agree with you. He did sound very optimistic, and I think it sounded like he knew something, you know, that was up.
That's the impression I got.
Yeah. Now, did you like the beard?
I knew what that was.
Did you like the beard?
I'm not crazy about it.
He brought it back. He had it during the spring practice, and he shaved it off, and now it's back. But I've heard mixed reviews on it, but his wife likes it, so I guess that's the important So.
Well, then you probably keep it then.
That's right.
It seems to think that everybody's upgraded what they did from last year, and he made a specific point about being healthy this year, which is, for us, is huge, because we can't afford any injuries again this year, I don't think.
Nope, but, you know, the bad news was a lot of young players had to learn kind of under fire. The good news is they learned probably a lot under fire last year.
Yeah.
So you hope that helps.
Probably still got more to learn, though, too.
I would think so, yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's all I got.
Thank you, Alan. Good to hear from you, 356-9397. Hey, one of our new sponsors here, and we're pleased to welcome him on board, is Max, the owner of MX Electric. MX Electric works on both residential and commercial projects. Free estimate always given before they begin any project. And you may be, maybe you're, you know a lot about electricity and you know how to do it. I don't. I mean, electricity just scares me to death. And I always give the advice, you know, for myself, when it comes to electricity, put the screwdriver down and walk away. You know, I'm not going to get electrocuted here. So MX Electric can handle all of your electrical needs, whether you're a company, whether you're an individual. And to MX Electric, it's never that bad. Maybe you're thinking, well, I've never seen this before. I have no idea what this is. There's smoke coming out of the electrical outlet. What is that? So you can relax. Call Max. Now, Nikita is the one that answers the phone. And she'll be the first to connect with you there and then get you lined up with Max. He's got over 15 years of experience. He can fix, repair, or install anything. And they were participating. They were one of the people you voted on during the NewsGazette.com, the People's Choice. We talked about that. Hopefully you voted for him. But their goal is to make MX Electric the number one electrician in the area. So relax, call Max. Nikita will answer, get you set up if you've got an electrical problem, big or small. Doesn't matter. They work on remodels as well as new construction, panel upgrades, TV installation, ceiling fans. Maybe you think, well, I don't want to bother an electrician with this. I mean, this is a little thing. No, they can do it. So MX Electric, Max, relax, call Max. That's the place to go to for your electrical needs. 356-9397 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Let's see what's in the news here. The attorney for Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's longtime lawyer, says Rudy Giuliani is inventing words as he defends the president after the release of a tape Cohen secretly made of the president of Trump discussing a potential payment for a former Playboy model's account of having an affair with him. On the audio tape made 2 months before the election in 2016, Trump can be heard saying pay with cash. Now, Giuliani, Trump's current lawyer, says he had an expert enhance the muffled recording. He says Trump actually says don't pay with cash. Lanny Davis is Cohen's lawyer. He said on ABC's Good Morning America today that Cohen is not seeking a pardon from the president as he faces a federal criminal investigation on campaign finance and bank fraud allegations in New York. And the president calling China vicious on trade and says it's targeting U.S. farmers specifically because they know I love and respect them. President pushing back against critics of his latest plan to provide $12 billion in emergency relief for farmers, telling them to be cool because the end result will be worth it. Farm state Republicans say farmers want markets for their crops, not government payoffs or sales. So that's a little bit of the news here that came across yesterday. And here locally, looks like the Burnham Mansion may eventually just be torn down once they salvage what's out of it. I know Chris Inc. has been looking to move it. Ran into some trouble, ran into a deadline put up by Unit 4. So it looks like that may not wind up being moved at all. It appeared to happen, at least I saw some of the reports on that yesterday while in Chicago. 10:19 here at DWS, open phone time right now. We'll have the cast of Annie on towards the end of the show here today. Appreciate Julie Paletti being with us in the first hour. Let's go to Gertie. Hi, Gertie.
Hi. I just finished reading the article in today's News Gazette. It's the headlines are Rest Easy, the Hog Plant Changes Its Works. And I just wanted to point out a couple of things. They said that they're putting in a second carbon dioxide tunnel, which will prevent earlier recurrences when two hogs were awake when they were taken into scalding tanks. And it says that they provide stress and humane environment for the hogs. That's wondering why there is not an inspector at the abortion clinics so the babies that are murdered receive something, an anesthesia or something, so when they are killed, to relieve their stress, so they'll be stress-free and in a humane environment. When sometimes babies have to have their arms and legs cut off and skulls crushed before they are removed from the babies, from the mother, it seems like there's more respect for hogs than there are for the human beings, the human babies, boys and girls.
All righty. All right. Hey, Gertie.
In today's paper, I think people ought to read that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Compare the hogs to the babies that are aborted.
I saw the article there by Dave Hinton. Says Rantoul Hog Plant adding equipment to prevent inhumane slaughter. So, yeah,
well,
people
I
can
understand
check that out.
That they need humane treatment, but it's just the difference between humans and hogs, that's for sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gertie. 356-9397-1021. A quick break. Back with more. Penny for your thoughts. What's on your mind today here as we're back from Chicago? Open line time. What's up with the president? We've talked about that a little bit. And whatever else comes to mind here. If it's a topic you want to bring up, text us, email us, call us. Straight ahead on Penny. Ryan Barnhart back on Penny for your thoughts. Glad you're with us today. 356-9397. Just kind of working our way through this Wednesday, getting back in the groove of things. We will have the cast of Annie coming up. They are filling in the building here, all the different participants. So we'll visit with Todd Salen and the folks there and maybe have a couple of songs for you before the top of the hour. Open line time tomorrow for most of the show. A little bit of Services Center. They have a concert, I believe, they usually put on. Todd Lindsay will tell us about that with Dale Morrissey. Friday in the 10 o'clock hour, we will have Flashback Friday. And then Justice Robert Steigman on Monday of next week. So that's kind of what is ahead for us here on Penny for Your Thoughts. As retirement approaches, eliminating your house payment can seem obvious, but is paying off your mortgage the right decision? The experts at Busey Wealth Management and Busey Home Mortgage say it depends. If you keep the mortgage, your retirement savings remain intact. You receive a tax deduction. You'll have to carry the financial burden with you through retirement. Experts suggest keeping the mortgage if you plan to sell your home, if you have a high mortgage but little equity, or if recently refinanced. Pay off the mortgage if you have enough money to cover it. If your retirement income is significantly reduced, if you want the peace of mind, and or if you don't want to leave your family with debt. Busey experts advise against paying off your mortgage if it requires dipping into your 401k or reducing retirement contributions. They say you may end up paying or losing more than you save when you consider taxes. And if you're intent to pay off your mortgage but can't make it happen without touching your retirement money, consider making extra payments instead. All of that information is from Busey, 1-800-67-BUSEY, or visit Busey.com to get started today, or you can stop by one of their many convenient locations for help on matters such as that. 356-9397, text line 3515357, call-in line 356-9397, and you can email us talk@WDWS.com. Happy birthday to Matt LeBlanc. He, of course, from Friends, 51 today. This is the day Walter Payton was born. Sweetness. Born on this day in 1954, died of cancer November 1st, 1999. Wow, almost 20 years ago now, at the age of 45. This is the day, I don't know if you remember this or not, 1956. This is the day 51 people were killed when the Italian ocean liner Andrea Doria sank after it collided with the Swedish ship Stockholm off the New England coast. Over 1,600 passengers and crew were rescued. 1969, a week after the Chappaquiddick incident that killed Mary Jo Kopechne, Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy pleaded guilty to a charge of leaving the scene of an accident. And it was this day in 2000, Republican Texas Governor George W. Bush selected Dick Cheney to be his vice presidential running mate. Those are some of the things that have happened on this day. A couple of musical notes, so to speak. 1965, think about this. Folk singer Bob Dylan shocked his fans of the Newport Folk Festival and angered some when he played electric guitar during a performance. 1965. And in 1990 on this day, Roseanne Barr sparked controversy when she sang an off-key rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner during a doubleheader at Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. I remember what happened there. So that was on this day in 1990. Those are some of the things on Today in History. The cast of Annie coming up in a little bit. 356-9397. We're at 1027 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Let's see what else is happening here locally. Urbana police believe a party fight sparked a fatal shooting in the city last weekend. Lieutenant Rich Searles there, our newsroom's been working on this, says officers are working with nonstop on the murder of Martez Taylor, the 1900 block of East Florida. And a Danville theater instructor accused of sexual abuse has been ordered not to have contact with minors. 41-year-old David Woodrow already free after posting $10,000 bond, but a judge yesterday modified the man's bond. Woodrow was charged with criminal sexual abuse for alleged acts in 2011 and 2012 with a 15-year-old boy he met through theater. And again, the financing snag, putting the deal to move the Burnham Mansion at the end of the line there because of the time crunch and the deadline. So those are some of the local stories that are happening. More coming up in the news here at the bottom of the hour. 356-9397 on the call-in line. Appreciate Julie Paletti being with us in that first hour. Had a lot of good commentary from all kinds of folks, including Brad Underwood, the current Illini coach, and a couple of former coaches, John Gross and Bruce Weber, who worked with Julie on a daily basis. Heard from Rod Cardinal, Sean Harrington, and several others during the course of that first hour. So we appreciate them checking in with us here on Penny for Your Thoughts. And one other story you may have missed, an Alabama minor league baseball team has gotten some backlash over its upcoming Millennial Night, saying it's full of dumb stereotypes. Montgomery Biscuits, who are the Tampa Bay's AA affiliate, came up with Millennial Night in an effort to attract younger fans. The team tweeted last week, "Want free things without doing much work? Well, you're in luck." It says Riverwalk Stadium will be millennial-friendly this last Saturday with a participation ribbon giveaway for just showing up, napping, and selfie stations, along with lots of avocados. Didn't go over well with some millennials they were targeting. They called it condescending. The vice president of fan engagement said that 80% of the people in our front office are millennials, myself included. We're just having fun with some of the cliches about millennials. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. I don't know what you think, Tim Dittman.
As a millennial, I find it funny.
I was going to say, you fit into that age group, right?
I do. Yeah. I don't fit the stereotype.
No.
At least I would hope not.
Yeah. So you took it with a good sense of humor,
yes,
then. Okay.
You know, laughing at yourself is a trait that not a lot of people have, and I think it's a good one.
It's a healthy one.
Right.
Yeah. If you're laughing at yourself, that's a good sign. All right. You have some news headlines for us. We'll let you do that. Cast of Annie coming up after the news, and we'll continue with more on Penny for Your Thoughts, but now the news. All right, rolling on here, Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS in our studios in downtown Champaign, 74 degrees here at 1036. Thank you for all the phone calls, emails, and texts today. We will continue with more open line tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour and for most of the show tomorrow. But we've had a busy show today. Julie Paletti, just retiring as administrative secretary for men's basketball. Heard from all the coaches that have worked with her, players, managers, moms, everything. So that was a fun first hour. Had some open line time in the first part of this hour. Now we're going to do a little music. We're doing all kinds of things today. And Annie is coming up. The Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, CUTC, will present the timeless classic Annie August 2nd through the 5th at the Great Virginia Theater. And Todd Salen is here. Let me get all the mics up here for everybody. We've got all kinds of people in here. Todd, how are you?
Good morning, Brian. Welcome back from Chicago. I wish I would have heard Julie's presentation. What a great gal. I love Julie.
Oh, she's great.
The best of the best.
Great to work with, and people can podcast that. They can listen to it. We'll have it shortly after the show is done, as you can do with this particular segment.
Absolutely.
If you want to hear it. So tell us, who all do we have here today? We've got a whole crew of people.
We have lots of beautiful women and Stephen Fiola and I, okay, we've got a couple of people from our staff of directors from Annie, which is Stephen Fiola and Jackie Lowenstein. And then we have all of these little orphans who are in the show, and maybe they can introduce themselves.
Okay, just come up to the mic. You can start on the end down there. Just come up to the mic and tell us who you are and what role you play.
Okay, hi, I'm Eve Foley, and I'm playing Duffy.
Okay.
I'm Cecilia Vermillion, and I play Dorothy.
Okay.
I'm June Coleman, and I'm playing Molly.
All right.
My name is Kellen Warber, and I'm in the Orphan Ensemble, and I'm also the Annie understudy.
Okay.
I'm Norina Doney, and I'm playing Annie.
And introduce our two directors here.
Steve Fiol, co-directing with...
Jackie Lowenstein.
Okay, we've run out of microphones. We have to move around a little bit.
And, it's good the studio's bigger. So we
and you've worked with Steven before on other things.
This is the fourth show we've done together, the third with CUTC. And normally when I work with a director, I say I don't want to see them for 20 years or more because we usually fight. But Steven and I have done a show every other year, and it's just a joy to work with him. He's such a talented not only musician but director, and he's been in the business for quite a while.
Tell us about Annie. I think most people have seen it at some point in some production somewhere. So
I'm
going to
let Steven and Jackie tell us the story, because they're the ones that put the magic on stage.
Okay, it's real close to the mic there, Steven.
This is a show about a dog. No, actually, it's about an orphan girl who adopts a dog. And interestingly enough, the dog that was originally in the Annie show that opened on Broadway was selected from Rescue Dogs Shelter. And they use this as a vehicle to try to encourage that kind of activity. I'll let Jackie talk about the show.
Okay. Go ahead, Jackie. And don't be shy. Get a little closer there.
Oh,
there you
I'm
go.
Not
yeah, you
shy.
We got to hear you.
I'm just excited to have these lovely young ladies across from me. We've got Annie. Most people are familiar with Annie, but in our version, we're bringing together some of really the most outstanding talent in our community, adults and kids. And for many of these students who have studied with me and with other groups in town, this is their first time performing with adults, for many of them. Mm-hmm. So, not all, but it's a pretty exciting opportunity. And I remember being a child performer getting to do shows like this. Mm-hmm. And we're really looking forward to next week bringing mm-hmm. it all together at the Virginia Theater.
And what's the age of these young ladies range, basically? From
June, what are you, nine?
Yeah, nine.
Mm-hmm. 9 to 13 is our, okay. or 14 is our right. oldest orphan.
Yeah. You all having a good time?
Yes, yeah. definitely. Yeah.
How long have you been rehearsing? How long have we been at this?
Since June 18th.
Okay.
And so we did auditions the first weekend of May.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're wearing some shirts, very nice red shirts.
Thank you.
Give us the particulars, August 2 through 5. Coming
yes.
up at the Virginia Theater,
Thursday,
right?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Nice early time for families. The show should run just about 2 hours.
Okay.
And Sunday at 2.
And the tickets, you can call 217-356-9063 or online at thevirginia.org. And so affordable for everybody to come and enjoy the show.
Yeah, we have price ranges for children. Prices range from $10 to about... I think they range to 24 for those special reserve seats that you might get, but a family can go. A family can go for $50. So that's a good night. And this level of entertainment, as we know at CUTC, this is our major musical of the year. It's always a high level of entertainment, both in the singing, live orchestra, of course, will be here. Well, and be playing at the Virginia, and also the dancing. And Stephen's wife is a choreographer. Therefore, we know the dancing will be outstanding.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to try to get a couple of songs you want to perform. So let me tell you what, Scott, we're going to they need to have headphones on, but I don't have enough headphones. So what do I do? Just play the music, and can they hear it through the headphones? You want to do that? All right, we'll crank up the headphones. Yeah, and maybe a couple of them can use a headset over here. And somebody wants to put on a couple of headsets there. Here you go. I'll give you one, too. We're kind of doing this on the fly. Here we go. All right. Can everybody hear okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe it's just Marie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, everybody got a headset. Let me lower this mic, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, this is live radio, folks. Here we go. Okay. He'll play the music. And then they're going to sing. What's the first one we're going to hear?
We'll start with Maybe. We'll do the beginning of Maybe, which is Annie's first song.
Okay. Hit it, maestro.
Straining his tie. Maybe
betcha they're smart. Bet they collect things like ashtrays and art. Betcha they're good, why shouldn't they be? Their one mistake was giving up me. So maybe now it's time, and maybe when I wake, they'll be there calling me baby, maybe.
Okay, let's give her a hand, okay? Give yourself a hand. Very nice, huh? Okay, we have a second song. Tell me about this one, Jackie, if you want to jump into the mic
one
there.
One thing I just thought of is in the show, Annie mm-hmm. sings Maybe on the radio to try okay. to find her parents. So now you've had a chance to sing Annie on the radio.
Yeah, how about that?
A real life experience. Mm-hmm. So we'll do Hard Knock Life now, which is the next one in the show. Our orphans singing real high, real early in the morning here. Girls ready?
Okay, we'll get it set up.
Let's see, we need...
It's the hard knock life for us. It's the hard knock life for us. We get tricked. We get kicked. It's a hard knock life. Got no folks to speak of, so it's a hard knock row. We hoe.
Cotton blankets.
Set a wool.
Empty bellies.
Set a full. It's a hard knock life.
Don't it feel like the wind is always howling?
Don't it seem like there's never any light?
Once a day, don't you want to throw the towel in? It's easier than putting up a fight.
No one's there when your dreams at night get creepy.
No one cares if you grow or if you shrink.
No one drives when your eyes get wet and weepy. From the cry you would think this place would sing.
Oh, empty belly life. Smelly life, full of sorrow life, no tomorrow life.
Santa Claus we never see.
Santa Claus, what's that? Who's he?
No one cares for you a smidge when you're in an orphanage. It's a hard knock life.
Great. Well, you act like you've rehearsed that somewhere. You know what you're doing. So what do you like about that song? You just enjoy, anybody can speak up. You just, it seems like a catchy.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
For that reason?
Also the choreography is fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, the choreography is really fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people can see that when they go to the show, they'll see all the choreography.
There is the choreography here in the studio, Brian. You just, we just translate well to the
That's right.
Audience,
yeah.
Can't
on,
really
the
see
yeah.
on the radio.
You can show mm-hmm. a few moves.
Yeah. You show a few moves. Yeah. So you guys, you've been having fun with the show. Are there long hours? Does it take a lot of, I mean, do you spend a lot of time?
Yeah. But it's so fun. We always look forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Usually like about two hours.
2 hours?
Like standard.
Yeah. And when you auditioned for it, you were really excited to make it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There was like over 60 girls auditioned and only 15 of us.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. 60 auditioned, 15 made it. Yeah. We should be proud of that.
Yeah, I'm still surprised I made it.
Same.
Yeah. And what have you learned about, you kind of learned about Annie and the orphans and all of that through all of this?
Yeah.
What have you learned? What life was like, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tough? Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Definitely.
Well, we got time for one more song again.
And we've got one more song.
You got one more song, so that's
this
convenient, isn't it?
Yeah. Never fully dressed.
Go ahead and get closer
smile.
There, Jackie. Say it again, Jackie. Go ahead and get close to the mic there.
Never fully dressed without a smile.
Okay, here it is.
Hey, Hobo Man, hey, Dapper Dan. You both got your style, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Your clothes may be Beau Brummely. They stand out a mile, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
Who cares what they're wearing on Main Street or Savile Row?
what you wear from ear to ear, and I'm from head to toe. That matters. So, Senator, so, Janitor, so long for a while, remember you're never fully dressed. Though you may wear the best, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
Nicely done. So do you have a favorite song out of all those?
Hard Knock Life.
I really like Tomorrow.
You like Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I really love Maybe and Hard Knock Life.
Mm-hmm. Hard Knock Life, I think, yeah.
I like You Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good song. That's great advice, too.
It's also when you can smile and not be like, oh, my gosh, don't smile.
Like in Hard Knock Life.
Yeah. Well, young ladies, thank you for coming in. I like
thank
your
you.
Shirts.
Thank you.
No, it's great to have you on. And Scott, we'll take a break. I'm going to come back with Todd here real quick, and we'll kind of sum everything up. 10:49. Thank you for coming in. That was fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
We'll tell you about the dates and all of that after this. All right, back on Penny for Your Thoughts. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I know Jim for years had all the young people in, and it just is a lot of fun to their freshness and their... They're just excited to be part of the show. So.
Well, and they love to see how radio is done. You know, they none of them have probably been in a radio studio before, so they get to see the magic and all mm-hmm. the magic dust flying around this room and things. You know.
Talk about CUT, Jackie, with CUTC. What's next? I know you're focused on Annie.
Right.
It's like the current
after
game, but
Annie,
mm-hmm, come on a little closer there.
August 2nd to 5th at the Virginia Theater. We'll be gearing up for the Penguin Project production of High School Musical Junior. So I am also co-directing that one, and that's a special program we've been doing for 3 years, involving children who have disabilities of all sorts, and paired with mentors, and they work together and put on a musical. And we've done Aladdin Junior and Mulan Junior, and now it's High School Musical. And it involves over 60 kids from the community and outlying areas. Mm-hmm. That'll be at Urbana High School.
And when will you start on that?
Oh, we've been starting.
Rehearsed
that one for 4 months because it's a different sort of process. And we put that up the third weekend mm-hmm. of September.
And we've brought Sue Aldridge out of retirement
to be involved in
that one with Jackie. And so Sue is going to come back from Shangri-La and from a retirement at Centennial, and she's been working on this project, and she just loves it. If you haven't been to the Penguin Project, if you haven't seen it in person, you have to go mm-hmm. because it's so inspirational to watch these disabled kids and their mentors on stage. I love that. It's my favorite thing of the year.
Well, I know Jacqueline and Stephen, as you work together on this, and working with young people like this and other people in the community,
yeah.
you get a lot of pleasure out of that, a lot of joy.
It's tremendous, yeah. I mean, one of the reasons I'm a retired stage director from university times, and one of the reasons I come back to community theater is the contribution that each of these people bring to the project and to the effort. They get paid nothing, and they are committed. They become a family, and it reminds me what the arts are about.
Mm-hmm. And about CUTC, anybody can be a part of it. What do you do to get involved, I guess, if you want to? You audition?
Sure. If you want to be on stage, you audition. They are always looking for volunteers. I bet we could still use a little help finishing up our set this week. If you're,
we're building our set every night this week from about 7 to 10 over at the Scene Shop. It takes 150 volunteers or more to put on a show like this. So it is a community. Community theater is a community project from both the actors down to the people that make the costumes and all that stuff.
And it's a passion.
It is,
right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, and we find that there are people who are building set who have been doing it for 30 years, and they keep coming back year after year, and I can't figure out why, but they do.
All volunteers. Well, Todd, let's recap the where to get tickets, when the show is, and all of that.
Opens next Thursday. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock, and Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Virginia Theater, of course, that beautiful theater. You can get tickets at the box office, or you can call 356-9063. You can also get tickets at thevirginia.org. Tickets are selling very well. I just looked at a ticket report. We're probably twice or three times ahead of where we normally are at this time. Mm. So I wouldn't wait for this show. This is selling very well.
Well, it's a great summertime show.
It is.
And appreciate you guys coming by and sharing it with us and all the young people that were here. And
sure.
That was fun. Very good. We'll take a final break here, Scott. Come back and wrap it up for today after this. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. A little live radio on the fly there, but thanks to Scott for getting all that uploaded for us and with the music and the performers, and that'll be fun. August 2nd through the 5th, timeless classic Annie at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. They say there were 48 local actors cast for this year's production, combination of established local talent, fresh faces from the UI Theater program. Cast includes 15 orphans in there, and you heard from a lot of them, several of them anyway, here during the course of the show today. So thank you to them for stopping by. Thank you to Julie Paletti for being with us in the first hour. You can hear the podcast of that first hour or the second hour with Annie on, of course, WDWS.com if you'd like to hear some of that again. But always a delight to be around the young people as they perform on stage. And for a lot of them, as Todd said, they've never maybe really been in a radio studio and live on the air like that. I thought they were pretty polished. That's not easy. That can scare you a little bit when you've not been on before. But they went right at it. So congratulations to them, and hope you'll go see that and check that out at the Virginia Theater coming up in early August. All right, that's going to wrap it up for me today. And tomorrow I have a lot of open line time. It'll be open line time in the first hour, open line time between 10 and about 10:40. We'll have another little musical portion for you, as it worked out timing-wise. Todd Lindsay and Dale Morrissey from DSC will be with us in the second hour towards the end of the show. We'll have Flashback Friday at 10 a.m. on Friday, the last hour, the last Friday of the month. And Carol Varell will join me for a couple of minutes on Friday as well to talk about a new cold case story preview coming up through News Gazette Media. So, all right, a little bit of everything today. Thanks for being with us, and hope you enjoyed it. We've got the news coming up here at 11 o'clock. Thanks to Scott Beatty and Jim Lewis for helping out today. I'm Brian Barnhart, WDWS Champaign-Urbana. The news next at 11 o'clock Central.